second meeting. For the aim of this meeting now is to make presentation about the work for each one, and even take the decision about the design and the functionality of the remote control. And we have, if I got a new project requirement, that would be till the text becomes outdated. So the popularity of the, since the popularity of the internet, and I think we don't need writing adaptive, because the remote control should be only used for the television. And of course we should have our innovation in the design. So let's start with the industry designer.
Yeah. Alright. So
you can use the whiteboard.
Well, I have a PowerPoint presentation stored in my personal folder, so I think you can reach it from here.
Yes, but Explorer or open
participant to
open
open
it's opening it.
All right, so I will talk about the working design.
Slideshow, real slideshow.
And well, I will present my first idea on how to build the our new remote control for television. So can we go one page down, please? So I think the first thing to do is to define the hardware components needed to achieve what we want to do. So I do a survey about what is available on the market and what is the cheapest possible things we can use. Then I will try with the technical team to build a prototype and to see with how this little box would look like, and how and we can start troubleshooting first communication problems or things like that. And when we are ready with this first prototype, I think we can add some software functionalities on a programmable chip, like browsing by content or things like that. Okay, so can you go down? So what I think for now is we don't want to have a remote control which is wide. So I think we can use a battery for the alimentation. Then two programmable chips for both software functionalities and communication. And the communication with the TV set is made through infrared communication. So this is the schema of the future remote control. So you can see the components, battery, and the two chips goes to the infrared connection for the TV set.
What is the other chip for? The one on top.
The one on top is for the the functionalities and the green one is to putting things together, transform the data into
the format
to protocol to communicate with the TV set.
Okay.
And that's it. I think we should use FPGA for for the functionalities, which is easy to.
What is FPGA?
It's field programmable something.
Gateway arrays. It's a field programmable gateway arrays.
So how is it different from the Bluetooth?
Well, FPGA is just a chip. You can
program it,
program it with whatever you want.
Okay.
And the Bluetooth chip is just responsible to make
yeah.
communication between the two devices.
So these are they have to work together, or do they have to work together?
No.
Or two separate choices?
Well, the FPGA will produce the data to send.
Okay.
Or it's something like, is an hardware, the first one, and the second one is for the software.
It's a software part.
Yeah, to run,
okay.
to make it run. That's
okay,
it.
Okay. So you can control your notebook if you want, right?
Yeah. All right, and that's it for the working design. So if you have any questions.
Okay, and how about the battery power? You mean that battery will be somewhere there and the remote control, the power to the battery comes through infrared?
No. I think we have to have embedded batteries into the
more compact and okay.
And I don't think it will need very much power to make it run. So
okay.
You can put it on a charger when you don't need to use it.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Having a charger rather than putting a battery cell is always.
Yeah.
People don't like it to buy the batteries when they run out. We just make a small charger and put it.
Because you're using Bluetooth, if some people have PDA, they can use their PDA to control the TV if they want to.
Also, but
I don't know.
Yeah, we can change
I think the goal is to sell
our
remote.
We don't want to make a PDA.
Okay, so charger for alimentation.
It's mine. Oh.
Participant one, no?
Yeah, this is your.
Oh, we have one. Well, let's move to user interface design.
Yeah. So you can open the
participant
three. So I'm working on the technical functions design. Let's show the next slide. So the purpose is to find the important questions to ask is what effect should the apparatus have. So I found on the web on the internet.
During the weekend.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time searching.
That's
and I found that the function of remote control is to send messages to television set. For example, switch on, switch off, switch the next channel, and so on and so on. So I found two very good prototypes for this interface from our competitors. So can you?
These are usual functionality.
Yeah. Ours is a bit different. So. These are two examples. One is from OPG, the other one is from Engineering Central. Yeah. This is the most competing prototypes I found. But then I found if you see on the left one, there are too many buttons.
And they are small.
Yeah. On the right I tried to play with, but the problem is that if I have 100 channels I have to choose press the other button to choose the 100 channels, and I had to compose the number, so it's very lousy.
Of course.
So you move to the next one. Yeah, so I talk about the problem, and then I look at the user manual, they are 100 pages thick, so we don't want that.
Yeah.
So I propose an easy to use prototype. You can navigate on TV screen, and we can proofread the user's preference. And we need to have the TV connected to the internet. So in order to access the TV programs by XML, and we need to do some pre-processing. From the technical aspect, the processing should be done on the TV set than on the on the remote controller, right? And then the speech recognition is Harry says we may just put in, we'll make KIV.
What do you mean by the pre-processing will be done on the TV?
Yeah, all the processing is done. The TV is a computer, it has some processing power there.
So we,
so
have
we
to
should have specific TV,
yeah,
or
we have to
we can use this
a TV with the remote,
yeah,
control.
Yeah, because oh, you just want remote controller.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no,
I think there is a technology like ShowView,
yeah,
who is already available on most of the TV set, on recorders or thing like that, and we can try to get this information,
okay,
onto the remote control to,
yeah,
to do,
yeah,
the processing on the remote controller.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, so we do,
yeah,
processing on the remote controller.
Yeah.
So it can be used in any TV, any conventional TV set.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Spatial cognition.
Yeah, that's all. The next one. So I come up with a simple design. Just keep the navigation button.
Yes, that's a good idea. I think we don't need really much buttons to if we have a screen to navigate on,
yeah,
the TV. So.
Yeah.
Four or five buttons.
Yeah.
It's sufficient.
Mm.
It's easy to build.
Yeah,
it does not consume much power.
Okay, that's all.
But you have a catch there. Assume that if you want to go to, if you're watching channel 2 and if you want to go to channel 99, then.
Well, then you go to the main menu and you have go to channel and then.
Mm. No, because you choose by channel, so
yeah,
you choose by TV program, so you don't have 100 channels to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
If you go by channel, you don't have to do that.
Well, but I think he said if you want to make a big jump,
big jump,
jump.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
Well, you have to have a device when you can with
a mouse or.
Well, not a mouse, but something that says more clearly that right, left, up, down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To have the ability to write something to the navigator, maybe directly.
Okay.
You can think of buttons like in the telephone to send messages or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
how do you extend them?
It's going to be small.
Yeah, of course.
It's too small that it goes because it's so fun, we can't find,
yeah,
it.
So if you want to find it, you just it just has to respond to you when you look for the device.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but
we'll just give it a name and we call it.
And it'll respond to you.
Yeah,
I'm there.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so next presentation.
What is it going for? No, hi.
Okay, after having the inputs from industrial design and user interface, I think most of the points which I want to have already covered here. And to find the most interesting features, what the users would be interested, then what we have done is we have put a feedback forms in all the magazines, and the users sent the feedbacks, and based on that, these are the findings which we got, and yeah, adding up a speech interface is always good for a TV remote, but the technology, we already know that.
Well,
discussed earlier.
I think it will be yes, a bit complicated to make a speech recognizer runs on the small.
It has to be seen how feasible it is.
But I think if you just want to recognize numbers, it's a well-studied problem. If you just recognize numbers, it's a limited. You have limited.
No,
vocabulary.
We can put in limited vocabulary as in the mobile phones.
Yeah.
We just have the.
And this can allow to choose the program, for instance, without adding buttons.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea.
It's not going to take much space also. It's going to be very slim.
Mm.
And next one was the size of the remote control. It has to be, of course, a very slim and small one. And of course, most of the people are interested in if it's less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an important criteria here.
But do you think what they suggested is possible to?
I mean, we have to look for a trade-off: the features and the cost.
I think that if we go for quality, people may tolerate for high quality, and of course comes with reasonable cost. Maybe not less, but they may be willing to pay
a little bit more.
A little bit more for
with extra features.
Extra features.
Yeah, speech is an important extra feature.
That's right.
But is it useful or not?
Well,
there is a noise in the.
I mean, for a lazy guy, they could just say 9 and the 9 channel comes, or just say movie name. I don't go for movie names, but only for the numbers on the channel, or volume up, volume down, brightness, contrast. So I think this would be a good idea to put these features. And the fourth one was the teletext in various languages.
Well, we just have to find a mean how to
add
a microphone or a microphone into the remote control. So
I think
it would be all right.
What is the teletext?
If it's necessary, you can do that. You can integrate a small microphone in the remote. It's not really a problem.
Okay.
What about lighting adaptive options?
Yeah, as discussed in the earlier meeting.
To the new requirements, I think.
I don't think not much people are really interested in this one. If it's not really
it
required.
It is interesting, but we are only concerned with the remote controller.
Mm-hmm.
So you need special TV sets to do that, or it's done via this remote controller? It's very complex.
Yeah, I think it's a bit complex too.
It's for the industrial design and users, interface designers to decide if it's going to be working or not.
For our next product, our new TV set with automatical sound adjustment.
Yeah, but it's quite possible, but maybe not in this project.
To discuss.
I think as I discussed, that 4 points would be good for marketing. The speech interface and less
expensive.
Reasonable cost, and the lighting adaptation and the teletext. And regarding the teletext, these are the text information which you got on the televisions.
Okay.
If you're watching a foreign movie,
you
get a subtitle sometimes.
Oh, okay.
And if you're a French guy watching an English movie, you would like to have it in French.
Yeah.
And if I'm a German, then I would like to have my options in German. So the remote, it should give me some flexibility of choosing the languages. That should be a good point.
Yeah, but. Well, what about the new project's requirement? I think we should give up with teletext.
I guess it seems to be okay.
Well, so maybe we can already think about a way to access the internet via the television.
Mm.
Because if...
Using the TV to access the internet. I didn't quite understand.
Yeah, but we can think that in a few years there will be TV set that can access the internet.
Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah,
it's a good idea if we think about how to build up our remote control with this functionality which will come in a few years. So if we already have it in our remote control,
the future,
the future demand, market demand.
Yeah, to design. Well, not to implement it, but to find a way to add
the functionality
in
the future.
Yeah, in an easy manner if it's possible.
Yeah. because all the TV sets will be digital, right? All the programs, everything will be digital, then analog. The system will change, and
yeah,
we have to anticipate for those changes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So,
so let's go for the English speak.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.